Welcome to my Exploring Cuckold series. This is Mr. Serica from Intelligent Phone Fantasy, and today it's all about cuckold. How kinky are you? Cuckolding in and of itself, your lady stepping out on you with another man, and you not only tolerating it, but are busy wanking to it, is pretty effing kinky. But there's so much more fun to be had, isn't there, pet? With cuckolding. If you are a cuck, have you played with the following? If you fantasize about your lady being a hot wife and taking on a stud, have those fantasies ever included these elements? Let's see. Let's have some fun. Humiliated cocksucker. As mentioned in the first blog in this series, humiliation is a big part of your experience as being a cuckold. But humiliation comes in many forms and can be applied to many things. So when considering the question, cuckold, of how kinky are you, cocksucking is pretty kinky. It's also one of the big 10, getting on your knees and bobbing that knob for her pleasure, of what cuckolds might do. On your knees, pet. And as she walks around your body, her hand trailing across your shoulders, her other hand reaches out for her stud's cock, her soft fingers wrapping around that thick piece of meat. Look! Look at what you need to do to please me. Her other hand pushing on the back of your head. Put this cock in your mouth. That's it. I want you to feel what I feel when it penetrates me. That's right. Open those lips. Oh, you don't want to open those lips? I take that big cock firmly in my grasp, slapping you in the face and pushing your head towards that hot, thick cock, grabbing a fistful of your hair in my hand, turning your head backwards to look up at that stud. Ask him to suck that cock. Say it, pet. May I suck your cock? Oh, yeah. And then you feel that ultimate humiliation. I whisper, you're not gay, are you, pet? You're not even bi. That's what makes this so much sexier for me. Suck that fucking cock. You see, it's not that you're gay or even bi, right? You've never even had those feelings. But your mind, cuck, is open enough, submissive enough, to know your limits and your inability to please her. So when she desires your submission to please her bull, what else could a cuck like you do? Cuckold, how kinky are you? Well, when you're traveling down that rabbit hole, many a cuckold find themselves sissified. Because emasculating you isn't enough. Just watching a well-hung stud satisfy her, is it? Let's ramp it up then. Imagine yourself kneeling at the edge of the bed wearing pretty panties. Maybe some thigh highs and a bra, with your inadequate dick trembling in your panties. Perhaps your involvement in feminization ends there. Perhaps it won't. Maybe your feminization goes further. That depends on your hot wife or mistress and what amuses and pleases her. Personally, how far your feminization goes, well, that depends on you. Some find it humiliating having every bit of their boy hair ripped from their skin. Some find it more humiliating to have their male hair remain, sticking out at odd places over the pretty fabric, reminding them that they are all male, but are being decorated as a female, is only because of your inadequacy of being a man. Of course, being a sissy cuckold those cock-sucking skills I just mentioned are going to come in handy. So my time today is up. There's so much more kinky fun to be had with you, Cuckold. More to come about naughty kinky cuckies coming right up in my next installment of Exploring Cuckoldry. Until we chat, cuckold Mistress Erica of IntelligentPhoneFantasy.com. For your erotic phone session, call 1-800-601-6975.